Heartbreak in a Sandy neighborhood after yesterday's shooting took the lives of a mother and her young son. A second son is still in the hospital fighting to survive his own bullet wounds. And we are joined in the studio by Sarah Weaver, a friend who was Memory Rackley's LDS Church visiting teacher for more than 15 years. Thank you so much for being here in the studio. We appreciate it. Neighbors and family members have expressed their grief, but little has been said about the kind of people Memory and her son Jace were. What can you tell us?
They were people just like you and I. They were busy and happy and active, and their kids did well in school, and they played competitive soccer. And if you saw them on the street, you'd think they were just an average, happy, good family.
You live in the neighborhood, don't you?
Yeah, I live just down the street.
Is there like shock throughout the community there?
You know, the community is heartbroken because we love this family and have you know, our kids have attended school together, and you know, they mean a lot to us.
Have you spoken with any members of the family, the extended family?
You know, I have been to the hospital. Everyone is doing their best to cope. The older son is with his dad, and they're doing their best to support the 11-year-old son who was injured.
Now, Memory was separated, and her husband, I guess, had nothing to do with this situation, wasn't involved. He wasn't the Good Samaritan.
No.
You've been hearing about.
No, he did end up at the scene and was able to go to the hospital with their son, which is where he's been ever since, just working to support and help. And
of course. And what help is there in the community for all the people who must be so shaken by what happened right out on the street?
You know, the community is rallying. This is a great neighborhood. This is a tight-knit group. Everyone is trying and thinking of what they can do. They gathered at the school the night of the shooting and comforted each other and tried to comfort the kids who may have seen what happened. And we're trying to move on.
Sarah Weaver is speaking with us. She was Memory Rackley's LDS Church visiting teacher for years and years. Did you know this man who they say pulled the trigger?
No, I knew nothing of him.
I mean, supposedly he had posted on Instagram, I believe, about a relationship they had that she wanted to keep secret. But no one knows if this is true, if it was all in his head, and we might never know exactly.
Yeah, no, the first I heard of anything like that was today in the media.
And so there's nothing of that going around in the neighborhood. And it's just a lot of hugs and trying to get through this.
Yeah, the neighborhood, of course, is trying to put meaning to what's happened. And you can't try and apply something that's rational to something that's so horrific that has no rationale. But I think everyone is trying and trying to avoid gossip and trying to wait for this story to unfold in a way that will be respectful to the family and you know, show them as the people that we know and love.
Of course, such a horrible tragedy. And if I'm not mistaken, today was the last day of school at Brookwood Elementary School. Did you happen to hear how that went today?
Yeah, you know, we were grateful as a neighborhood that there actually was one more day of school because so many kids were walking home when this event unfolded. And we were thankful that their parents and that they could go to the school. The district provided some support for them there and that they could be together in a situation that was secure and talk things out.